Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering?
Nobody buys.
Welcome. It's been a rough couple weeks. Had to miss last week, but glad to be back. Glad to be back in your presence. Welcome to the offer of the show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. In this case, it'll be the last 2 weeks' mathematics. It'll be where we discuss the different things that's going on in these streets. A lot of things have been happening the last couple weeks. It's been crazy. So we get together in a little community and have the conversation about it. We started the radio show basically because I didn't want to just have these deep discussions on the internet. You don't always have to tweet about things. And when you do tweet, sometimes, you know, they limit your characters. This is a spot where you can come in and express how you feel. You can have real conversations with real people from all different walks of life and get an honest feel about the off-ramp community and have a good conversation. I rap about anything. Rap about sports, politics, love, parenting, children, movies, music. It's an open place. We don't get paid for it. I don't get paid for it. I get paid to do it. So it is a terrible business model. I do not recommend it. But one of these days, I'm going to get up on YouTube, and hopefully I'll make a couple pennies that it can pay for itself. But if you want to call in, feel free to call in. I'm sorry, I messed up the channel and get my wife back to watching March Day and Time. If you want to call in 929-477-3975, you can hit us up on all the social networks at the Off Ramp Show with a D. Duh. Gotta keep it hood, gotta keep it funky. Off Ramp Show. You can hit us up on all the social media. Some come and say what's up. Let us know how you feel. You can hit us up on, I didn't log into Twitch yet. I guess I gotta do that. Not that great at Twitch. But one of these days I'm gonna get better, and when I do, we'll all benefit. So that's it. We'll get right into the show. We'll discuss some things. A lot of different things. We got DJ C Sign in the building. DJ C Sign, say what's up to the people.
What's up?
For the first couple of minutes, we got my man, my heir to the throne. We got Lord Julius in the building. Lord Julius, say welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing? You got to speak up. The people got to hear you. Say what's up, man. Stop being soft, yo.
Okay, good.
All right. Got my man Blur in the building. Let me get Blur off mute. There you go. Blur, welcome to the offer. How you doing tonight, man?
Oh, man, blessed and highly favored, man. Doing great. Feeling every bit of my age, maybe even a little bit more, man. I'm happy I'm here and I'm breathing. Was just out of breath, caught a cramp on the toilet. It's been a rough couple minutes.
Yeah, how you catch a cramp? Yo, you might be constipated, bro. You might want to take some of that Miralax. If you catching a cramp on the toilet, you in a bad spot, you know. Like, pause, like, is the cramp in your butthole, or did you get, like, a cramp in, like, your calf? Because you shouldn't be moving. So I don't know how, like, your hamstring will lock up pooping unless you're straining on your booty holes but that your hamstring locks. So, like,
nah,
what?
Man.
You don't have to.
It was a cramp in,
but
it was a cramp in my hamstring. It was a cramp in my hamstring because I was riding a bike, and then I hopped off the bike. It came in and hopped on the toilet. And, yeah, man, it caught me when I was sitting down. It caught up with me.
Oh, that ain't good. But, okay, I've been there. I've been there working out, and you're like, oh, man, the stomach bubbling, and you go run to the toilet, and you sit down, and your legs ain't stretched out. So, okay, I feel you. I feel you. At first, I was worried about you. But glad you made it out, man. Glad you made it out safe. Look, ain't nobody really on the line. There are people listening, so if you're listening, this is a Spider-Verse. Because I know Blur, so I want to have the conversation before anybody hop online. So what do you call it? Spoiler alert. Hey, so right now it's 9:06. Give us till 9:26 to talk about this movie and log back on. This is your final warning. Get off the off-ramp for 20 minutes because we're going to talk about Spider-Verse.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Now we go. All right, DJ,
can I just say something? I'm just overwhelmed and so proud of the community for not saying anything on social media about the cliffhanger. Like, today was probably the first day I saw any inkling of anyone on any of the, of the people I follow that was even suggested that there was, that they did what they did. And I'm like, yo, I don't know if this was just like a combined mental. Like, I don't know if it's hive mind or what, but, like, we all decided we're going to watch this and we ain't going to say that this damn story don't fish.
Not true. I have a conspiracy theory about it, DJ Cesar.
What's that?
But I like the talking point. So, okay.
It's not true. What do you mean it's not true? It ain't true.
It's not true, what, that you didn't see it online?
No, that I didn't see it online.
No, that is true. But I don't believe it's because collectively people
decided not to
say nothing because I did a test. Because I said that to myself because we waited a week to go see it. Blur, did you see it the day it came out or did you wait a couple of days?
Day it came out.
So Blur didn't spoil it. I told him, like, look, there are very few movies I run to go see. I run to see the Marvel movies just at this point I'm invested. It's been around for a long time. But the Spider-Verse movie, I was trying to run it and go see it the day it came out. Because I think the first one is the greatest cartoon movie of all time. And that broke my heart because, again, when Optimus died, it changed my life. It's one of those moments. There are many moments in your young child's life that really change you. I've seen friends die. It changes you. You see friends, you know, break up with their girlfriends and all that, like really be heartbreak. It changes you. You see friends who really excel in sports. It changes you. When Optimus dies, it changed me, bruh. So it was real hard to put the Spider-Verse above it. So when the second one came out, I said, yo, they up. And I know I'm going to be disappointed. But I got to see it because of how great I thought that first movie was. Now, before I get into my review, and Blur, I'm going to come to you next, just to answer DJ C. Siren. C. Siren said this was the first that she, because for those of you who don't care about the spoiler, the Spider-Verse ends on a cliffhanger where we don't know what's going to happen to Miles Morales. He headed back. He kidnapped. And the white savior is on her horse to go save the black man again, right? So we'll get into that. We might have to get into the deception. I know Julius. I know Lord Julius. Don't worry about it. It's a dull conversation. So the white savior is on her way to save the black man again. I didn't realize that the movie was ending at that moment. So I was flabbergasted. So I put online, because I was like, man, we saw it a week later. I was like, I can't believe nothing spoiled it. Because I don't run from spoilers. But I don't follow a bunch of, like, Marvel groups and stuff. So I wouldn't see them anyway. So I said on Facebook, Spider-Verse, wow, really? And you know what they never did?
I saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
No one liked it. Maybe no one likes me.
I didn't like it.
You never liked my posts. So that's fine.
Yeah.
We don't like each other. That's all right.
Just because I don't like your posts, I mean, I'm like you. I'm
no, see, but let's get the
butt.
But
I do
think,
like your posts, some of them. Know. But I didn't like that because I was like, don't spoil it.
But I did that on purpose because usually I get about 40 or 50 likes per post, 30 to 40 likes, and I wanted to see how many people would see it because all this is controlled by the algorithm. I really think Marvel paid to suppress anything with the words, because I specifically put Spider-Verse because I didn't want it to break through the algorithm.
Uh-huh.
I want it to be recognized, and I wonder if it's ever going to come out. And remember, you heard it here first. Marvel paid these
social media
companies to suppress anything with their name on it that wasn't the trailer.
I'll agree, because I don't, I mean,
unless
even
you niggas just don't watch movies.
Even the posts that say, hey, this is a spoiler alert, you know what I'm saying, or I'm giving y'all a week, you know, before.
You didn't see them.
No, I didn't see it. So that probably makes more sense than people just being nice enough not to spoil it.
All right, we got 14 minutes. Blur, what do you say? Give me your review. I told the people 9:26, so we got 14 minutes to get through this.
Oh, man, I got thoughts, man. I got plenty of thoughts. I do want to say, just on the topic of spoilers, I got to disagree. I don't think no one was suppressing it, because I do think consciously or subconsciously things just work out that way. Because I saw people talk about the cliffhanger. I didn't see it the day it came out, because I saw it Saturday. And so I saw people talk about the cliffhanger. And I saw people give, like, I think the internet is doing better with not giving spoilers, because people I see all the time, they like, spoiler warning. So you can swipe past it. They were out there. They at least on my algorithms, they were out there. That said, I always find it weird when, like, I see anime stuff, and anime posts never actually show me stuff that are ahead in the anime that I'm watching for some reason. They only show me stuff that I've already seen, so it makes sense to me. Or at least subconsciously, if I don't know that part of the story, I just disregard it. But anyway, as far as Spider-Verse, man, Lord and Miller, man, I feel like they sacrificed greatness for good. Like, they were so close to putting out a great movie, the people who made it. I feel like they were so close to putting out, to making a great movie, so close. And they sacrificed that for enough. And I saw one post, like, yo, don't act surprised. We knew this. Like, the very first trailer poster, like, a long time ago, said part one on it. And so I was like, oh, well, maybe I just forgot about that. It was supposed to be a part one.
Well, you can still have part two, and it not, like, it still have some kind of conclusion. And then it just
continues
the way. Right.
Exactly.
Hold on, Lauren.
This done before.
Right.
Hold on. Would you say, who's the people? Lauren who? Lauren London?
Stop.
What's up with you, bro? What's up with you?
No, I don't know. You know I don't know this stuff. Who did you say?
The Lord and Miller.
Lord and Miller?
The last names of the producers.
Oh. Okay. But they didn't write the movie, right?
I mean.
Like, are they white?
I think they might have co-wrote, and then they were the producers and directed, I think.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I'm legitimately that. I'm not even asking jokes. I think Lauren London did a great job. All right, but go ahead. Keep going, Blair.
the Phil Lord and Chris Miller. So they're responsible for the story they made. They've done a lot of stuff, and I actually like most of their movies. But I feel like they were so close to putting out a great movie. And we said this before, I thought Into the Spider-Verse, the second one, was a good movie. I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was a really good movie. This one I thought was so close to being great. They had all the elements there, and they just sacrificed that to give us this. Now, I saw some reports say, hey, people, if you're disappointed, you got to realize that this wasn't Miles' movie. And that right there, like, yo, when we started off with 10 to 15 minutes about about Gwen, and I'm like, come on, man. Well, like, you could have separated. You could have took that part out. There's how much you could have cut, and it didn't have to be a 2-hour, 15-minute movie. You could have told us a complete story. Like, you had everything there right in front of you to give us a great, great story.
Totally disagree. That's why I want to know, is Lauren London black?
He said Lord, not
Lord.
Lord and?
Lord and Bucklehammer and Robin Smith? Are they white or black? They got to be white. They're probably Jewish. Is that racist?
They're white. They're white, but I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Because I think this is the best sequel ever made. Now,
you're bugging.
I hate to say it, but I think that and I don't know if this is just my black lens. We all got a black lens, right? We're all, right now, everybody on this call is black. I don't know if this is my black lens reading it, or maybe the white people who wrote this movie didn't realize that they were doing the savior complex again.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were smart enough to realize, hey, we're going to make the white savior complex again, and we're going to show you really how black people feel. And
I gotta disagree with you. I don't mean to cut you off. But I got to disagree with you specifically because it left on a cliffhanger. We don't even know if they're going to do the savior. We could come back in March of next year, and they go through the thing, and he'd be done and coming out the other way. Like, we don't have a savior arc yet. All she did was get a team together, and that glossed over that.
No, I'm talking about this specific movie. No matter how it ends, whether she saves him or not, to me, I thought they did a great job of explaining why they call them, what do they call them, white snowflakes. Yeah. So I'm telling you, and I don't, again, this could be totally just my black lens. But to me, the movie really shows, you're right, like, when people say it wasn't Miles' movie, I disagree. It definitely had a lot about Miles. But it definitely had a lot about – no, I'm saying this movie was about Miles. But I think this was more about Miles' reaction to how people look at him, which is a black plight that a lot of us have. But I think it also showed how white people come to the savior complex of, oh, I know what's better without even talking to him. That discussion comes
up. But that's a Spanish dude. In this movie, that's a Spanish dude who takes that role.
Well, she does it too, and so does the old white Spider-Man. A lot of people,
they just go along with it, which is the messed up part. These are your homies, the people you trust, and they just like out there just letting you walk into danger. So there is that. But it was Miguel who knew what was best, and everyone else just hopped online.
But a lot of Spanish people think they're white, too. So, like, I think that was genius of it, too.
And he tried to bond with them, too.
Yeah,
like
I'm a minority, too.
Yeah, I'm a Latino, too.
It's like the Cubans of Miami.
And he ignored them.
Like, oh, yeah, we're all minorities. But even though I'm dark-skinned, I won't consider myself black. Like, I think it was genius. And I don't know, again, it could very well be just my black lens, and I can't wait to see it again. Like, now I can stream it since I paid to go see it. But I want to look at it again to see if I have that same feeling. But I think now we're at 9:19, so let me go to DJC Science. So let's get through a couple. I mean, we'll discuss this deeper as more people start to watch it. But, you know, as people start to come back in, I want to be on a different topic. So what other Lord Julius, what did you think about the Across the Spider-Verse? You got to speak up loud.
Yeah, I do think it was a good movie, but like you said, I don't really like the clip.
I'm trying to look. We're on a radio show. You can't keep saying like. You gotta talk loud and think about what you're gonna say.
Okay. Because I'm glad I didn't think the clip was the best thing they could have chosen.
Why? Doesn't it make you want to watch the movie again?
It does, but in the middle, like they didn't finish the movie.
I know, but, you know, they didn't finish Avengers yet. They still, some of them still alive.
Yeah,
I guess that's true. But I was ready for that.
All right, go ahead, DJ T. Siren. So what's your finishing thoughts on it?
You know, I guess when we talk about it more, I just want Blur to kind of expound on what he thought was reaching for greatness but not quite making it.
All right, Blur, go ahead and answer that question real quick. Go ahead and see if you can try to get a discussion between
like
you and DJ.
Specifically, what you thought was made it short, I
guess. Absolutely. And the big part of that is the cliffhanger. They had such a great story with Miles, like, coming into his own, like a big coming-of-age story. And specifically to me, with a kid who just went off to college, who's going through that whole thing about leaving the nest. And so that storyline with that little speech between him and his mom, greatness. The whole thing is like, you think you know what's best for me, but nah. First off, they messed that line up. They needed to stretch that out. But nah, I know you don't know. You can't tell me what's best for my life, what I'm supposed to do. Like, that was like they were on to something. Like, they were really on to something. And then the whole thing with the people you trust, your family, your friends, trying to hold you back from what you know is right. Like, that was some greatness. And then they sacrificed it by doing too much on Gwen and leaving off on a cliffhanger. And but I said this before with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness was out. They got to stop using good guys as villains. Wanda was never going to be a real villain, even though she killed people, kind of, in a different universe, because she's an Avenger. Like, she was never going to go full bad guy. Miguel is a Spider-Man. He's not going to be a villain. Even though he was going real hard on Miles, he wasn't going to kill him. He was never going to be full villain. They had a great villain, and they sidelined him. And I saw something like there was a deleted scene, two deleted scenes. So I think if they would have put that in and took out the Gwen stuff, that would have pushed it over the top.
I like the villain. I thought they did a good story arc on the villain and how he got from petty criminal to hey, you created me. I'm just trying to steal some money because it's not like I can get a job to, oh, no, now I can control multiple worlds, and you got a problem on your hands. They have a whole nother movie for that. But I like the story arc of the villain. Like, what was the quote I heard from Da Vinci? Simplicity is the greatest. Damn, I can't. I'll try to remember that quote. It's a great quote that I heard. But it was extremely simple how he got from how his growth happened. And I can't wait to see him in the final movie. I wonder if he's going to turn into, like, Venom, because it looks like he's turning into, like, the little Venom suit. But
nah, that's just he's all just a portal to multiverse. Let me give you these two quick deleted scenes, and, like, they'll come out, so I don't think it's a spoiler because they deleted scenes. Like, there's a club for villains called the Black Hole. Like, after, like, he first loses to Miles or whatever, he goes to the club where all these villains from Spider-Man are in there, and they clown him. Same thing that he was clowning. Like, really dig in and, like, yo, he's just a villain of the week. He's not even getting respect from other villains. Like, nobody respects him. He finds his little power, and towards the end, after he, you know, did his thing, he goes back there. People are trying to find him, and he kills everybody. He kills all the villains in the club. And, like, to show, like, oh, yeah, he's about business now. Like, he's really that dude now. Like, if they would have left those two scenes in of him getting clowned by villains and then him going back and, like, taking revenge, and then, like, now you're really setting up for him to be that villain. Like, they set him up nice now, but I feel like if they would have put that in there, like, that would have pushed it over the top.
Yeah, but I don't think you could do that in a G. What was this movie rated, G? Is it a G movie?
No.
You think it's PG?
PG.
I think you start killing a bunch. You start pushing.
Well, I mean, he could have just. I think he just like sucked them into this hole or whatever, like into his little negative space. They ain't show him, like, he want to snap his neck, but you know, but like really show like like really show his power growth. That would have been great.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think there's anything perfect. I think humans are infallible. I don't think there's anything that was perfect. This movie was a little bit too emotional for me. But I completely, it's 9:25, so we got to get off this as people come back on. But, hey, my final thought, I think great movie. I totally disagree with Blair. It's not better than the first one. I thought the first one was about as great of a movie as you can make as far as a good balance of emotion, comedy, action, good looking, like the visual aspect of it, good writing. Yo, I need Miles Prowler with the two braids and the real Puerto Rican accent and not the fake black accent, New York accent. I need him to be a monster. I think they're going to make him say, hey, we didn't have a Spider-Man in this world, so I got to be the savior. And they're going to make him the tough hero of that world. But, yo, when they showed him with the two dookie braids looking like Nipsey Hussle, I said, oh, man, see, this is how they show on black people. And it's racist, but I feel it.
No, the second he said his name, when he was like,
mesmerized. You could tell his dad wasn't in the
movie. Yeah.
I love the look at him. And they announced, like, the new, because there's a Jordan collab that came out with every movie. I'm hoping that the next one is with the Prowler colors. And they got at least one or two, one for the regular Miles and one for the Prowler. I think I might get those Jordans if they come out with the movie.
If they got Jordans with this, if they got the Jordans that came out with this one, do me a favor, send me the link. I might get them for my kid if they're not too crazy expensive. All right, we
got
to get off.
Oh, they got them. I'll see if I can send you the link.
Send me the link. DJ T-Town, final thought.
I like the fact, you know, they introduced, you know, two new Spider female, and but I like that how Spider-Woman, she drank the Kool-Aid, she was all about the system, but then Spider-Bite was like, y'all can't do my man like that, like, yeah, nah, I'm a...
Yeah, there's so much to impact.
Yeah, like, you, I mean, and it didn't say it,
the
but
London
she knew, like,
she was like,
yo, I'm gonna have to help him. I don't care what they're telling me here.
She's got to be the most powerful. She duplicated herself. She was multiplicity. Go ahead, Lord Jordan.
Well, I mean, she was just a computer program, so she was in VR, so that's pretty easy for her. But, yeah, man, they little spider senses went off on each other.
Blair.
Like, the little love connection. I loved it.
Hey, Blair, hold on real quick. Let my son get in here real quick before you got to go. Go ahead, Lord Julius.
You said the London Spider-Man? I thought it was the Indian. What?
No, the London one with the hair like yours.
Oh.
Who was the anti-Spider-Man? Yeah, he was in Black Panther. He was the sellout.
Kahlua.
All right, man, that's it. We got my man, New York in the building. New York, before we finish this conversation, have you seen Spider-Verse yet?
No, I haven't, but I've seen enough spoilers, so, I mean, I could go ahead and talk about it.
No, we finishing up because I texted a couple people, told them not to join until 9:30 because I wanted to talk a little bit about Spider-Verse. So I'll just say this, man, must watch for me, Blur. You think Spider-Verse is a must watch?
Yeah, absolutely. I still think it's a must watch. Yeah. I do think it's actually, not better than the first one, but yeah, still a must watch.
Yeah, I don't think it's better than the first one. I think the first one is damn near a perfect movie down to the soundtrack. This one is damn close for me. Really, really close. There's so much deep that we'll get into. We'll wait a couple more weeks for some more folks to see it. So that is the end of the Spider-Verse spoilers. We will not discuss it anymore. We will move on to our regular scheduled program. I appreciate y'all that had hopped off and hopped back on. Again, I apologize. But we eventually had to talk about this. and a few of the main players wasn't on here, so I wanted to make sure that me, Blur, DJ C. Siren, and Lord Julius had a chance to talk about it. All right, so in the news this week, as we move on, we got an hour and a half left. New York, always glad to have you in, my brother. Good hearing from you. A lot of stuff. Again, I apologize for missing last week. There's been a lot going on in my life, so I'm trying to balance out a couple of things, but I'm glad to be back with everybody tonight. First thing that I want to get off the list, I know a lot of people want to talk about Trump, but, hey, man, there's aliens in Mexicans' backyard in Vegas, man. Why don't nobody care, yo? We had a whole report of this dude in Vegas with alien running around in his backyard, and people saw it in the sky. It's been crazy. But people are calling it a hoax. They say, hey, we got cell phones everywhere. We got videos everywhere. Ain't nobody get a video of the alien. There's one grainy footage that looks like the alien got, like, one of them little peacock heads. Blur, did you see the story? Did you believe that alien crashed here? You think this is a hoax, or you think that we being invaded?
I'm calling Cap, man. I did see the story. I think it's a hoax. I think people is reaching, really reaching. I don't know what I would expect, like, if someone actually did see aliens, but I kind of would assume a clear video. I mean, I'm pretty sure aliens, I mean, if they got space travel, maybe they smart, maybe they know to avoid cameras and always show up at night and to only show up where people don't speak clear English, only go to places where English is a second language. Like, I don't know how they always seem to do that. They don't ever show up to anywhere where 4K cameras or, you know, a clear line of sight from cameras. Maybe they can see the camera site and they know exactly where cameras are at. Maybe they know where people speak good English and they know not to go there. But I'm calling Cap, man. I don't know why I expect that when aliens really do land or come, that we're going to have a lot clearer evidence. It's going to be pretty evident that aliens are here, not none of this stuff.
New York, did you see the story? What you think?
Yeah, I seen a story. I seen a story for the police officer's body cam. Look, I'm with him. You know what I mean? I really don't want to investigate. I only investigated because my partner was involved. They called it his body cam. I'm with him. But, like, I don't know. It's not really exciting to me as it used to be because people didn't lie to us talking about there ain't no aliens. And probably not. It probably is. But it's been put out there, like, there ain't no aliens exist, blah, 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 and then now all of a sudden, now you want to start bringing it to light more. I don't know. It don't have that same type of effect anymore to me, at least.
I don't know, man. After M. Shyamalama Laka 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 Lam put out that Signs movie, now a lot of that was ridiculous. But I tell you what, when that alien came out that side and they had that video of him, I was like, yeah, that's probably what it's going to be like in real life. Like, you could tell that thought came from somebody's experience. Because do I think this was an alien encounter? No, because when he starts talking about the alien running on the roof and hearing footsteps on the roof and all that stuff. And, I mean, there was a crash of something in the sky called on tape. But, like, just, like, if something crashed, like, nothing broke apart, and, like, why would they get on your roof? Like, if they could remove a ship that had crashed, why the need to jump on your roof? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things. Firmly believe that, you know, there could be aliens out there, but we just don't recognize them. They could be that much more advanced. But the dude's story seemed like he was passionate about it. And other people heard the thing in the sky. They got video that wasn't even from him. Like, there's a lot of evidence that said something happened. And Vegas being so close to Area 51, who knows what could have happened. And there's been a lot of UFO sightings lately. But all of y'all think that this is Cap. None of y'all think that this is real. That's interesting. Real interesting.
No, I'm not denying it. I mean, I believe something is out there, but yeah. I'm not denying it, though.
But this situation, you don't think is...
No, this situation, I think, you saw it on cam too. Like, I can't say for sure if it isn't because I was a president, but I mean, hey, you say like 8-foot-tall, 10-foot-tall beings like that in the backyard, something crashed. Yeah, I mean, I believe you, but I ain't going towards it.
Look, and that was the only thing that got me because he was like, they were really tall, probably like 8 foot. And then, like, when you saw how big the spaceship was, where the landing spot was, I was like, I'm 6'2", been big all my life. I ain't fitting in that little space that they showed on the ground. So I don't know. So, all right, so me and New York think there's an aliens. Blur says no aliens. What else we got? Let me take a quick round the room real quick before I get into my next topic. Blur, what you got?
Oh, damn. I forgot. Crap. Come back to me.
All right, New York Nick, you got anything? I got a bunch of stuff.
Oh, no, I'm ready to get into the topic.
All right, so Iron Sheik died, which I thought was heartbreaking. Had no clue. I didn't realize he died until like 4 days later because I'm terrible with the Twitters and the internet. This is a real quick topic. Had any of y'all ever followed Iron Sheik's Twitter account? I don't know if it was really him. I think it was. He was always verified, and I think he was one of those people who was always – like on Twitter, like legitimately. Yo, his Twitter feed is wild. Like he was talking about he hoped people died in crashes. He was saying fuck you to a lot of people. So I'm gonna miss the Iron Sheik. I wasn't a fan of him as a wrestler. I don't know, is he really Indian? Like was that like a racist wrestler? Was like a white dude with a tan who was pretending to be from, I guess, was that Asia, India, somewhere? But his Twitter account was absolutely crazy. Did any of y'all ever follow the Iron Sheik?
Nah, I haven't. I know of him, but I haven't.
Blur, did you ever follow the Iron Sheik on Twitter?
Nah, I ain't never followed him. Like, I remember him from wrestling days, but he was never a follow for me.
Hey, please put this in y'all memory. When y'all get a minute, the next time you sit on the toilet, go to the Iron Sheik's Twitter and just scroll his tweets. And call me when you're done because y'all are going to be like, yo, there's no way he was getting away with this for years. So we'll come back to that. Yo, can I tell you, my wife is upstairs cleaning my son's hair. Can I have a conversation about y'all about how women are crazy? It's just us fellas on the line and ain't nobody listening. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get calls about this later. So me and my wife got into an argument last night. It happens. You know, we're married, been married for 12 years. It happens, right? So I'm trying to figure out the best way to tell this story. And this is why I think women are crazy. And I'm making sure she ain't down here to defend herself because she ain't going to do nothing to get mad at it. So the initial conversation was, she said, hey, Tim Weston is coming in town on the 24th. Let's go see the concert. I said, damn, that'd be dope to go to, but we can't. We got to go to Maryland for my niece's quinceañera. So she immediately flips out on me. You don't tell me nothing.
You decided to...
I'm not talking bad about you, but this is my proof that women are crazy. So feel free to jump in. It ain't nothing deep. She already tested. So she immediately flips out on me because I didn't tell her prior. But she's right. I didn't let her know because I was trying to figure out. Just didn't let her know. She immediately flips out on me, right? So she's yelling at me. We're going back and I wouldn't even say we're going back and forth because the arguments in my house is really her getting upset with me and me letting her know it ain't that deep. So, but at one point she called me selfish. That pissed me off, right? So then we got, well, everybody else really is selfish.
See, that's the problem.
Can I tell my story? You can tell your story when you're done. I'll give you the platform. But this is why women are crazy. So we go through this whole gamut of discussion, right? Not really arguing. She's yelling at me. I'm throwing little jabs at her just to piss her off because she's irritating me. But at the end of it, I was just like, you know what? Because I do give my wife her, like, she has every other weekend off. So if you think about every weekend of the year, she only gets half of them to hang out. You probably got to divide that by another 50% because usually on the weekends our son has a sport. So in her mind, she was like, hey, he's got a big track meet that weekend. Once he's done his track meet, we can go back and do something to finally hang out. And I'm telling her, no, we got to go do something else. So it irritated her. I understand that, right? So the end of the conversation, I was like, you know what? I'm thinking in my head, yeah, I know it's your weekend off. Your last weekend off, we spent the entire weekend in Richmond for our son's track meet. So I'm like, you know what? You ain't got to go. You know, I'll take our son to the track meet. I'll figure out a way to get him back. I'll go up to Maryland. You do whatever you want for your weekend. Enjoy it. You know what she had the nerve to turn to me and say? She said, you just want to go up there so you can be single and hang out with hoes. I explained to her that we were going to a 15-year-old birthday party. And you know what her response was? Your friend always has hoes. So, and I said to her, but hold on. When we started this conversation, it was because I told you we couldn't go out because we had to go to Maryland. How within 15 minutes you go from we having to go to Maryland to I just wanted to go up and party with hoes? And you know what she had the nerve to say to me? Because you knew I didn't want to go, and you planned it this way. And I knew right then and there, women are crazy. They're absolutely out of their mind, and I don't think they can help it. Because there's no way you get from that conclusion to another conclusion in 10 minutes. And I think it's their chromosomes. I think it's because they have the same chromosome. Now, was I bugging Blur or was DJ C. Siren crazy?
I'm going to say no to both, man. It don't sound like you was bugging, but no, I don't think she's crazy
soft,
either.
Yo. You
smart. I see the chain of thought. I could see the train of thought and how she arrived at that conclusion. Would I have took that train of thought?
No.
Yeah, I could. Hey, I can see how she came to that conclusion, so I won't call her crazy, but I personally would not have took that route. Like, I probably would have jumped off that train long before it got to that final destination if you planned this just so you could kick it with some hoes. But I can see how she got there. I can see how she came to that conclusion.
How? We're going to a 15-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah, but that's only during the day. I mean, that's only, I mean,
no,
for
no, no, no,
hours.
No. No, no, it's at night because, again, we will be at a track meet. That was the whole thing. We're going to be at a track meet all day. We're going to catch my niece and them at the let out. Like, the party ends at 11.
And so the teenagers, the teeny boppers, the 15-year-olds, they're going to go do whatever they do. What the parents going to be doing? Because y'all ain't, that's not like y'all be sitting around playing board games together. Y'all might play some board games together. I mean, might, you know, swing a pinata or something like that. But the drink's going to be flowing.
But
I mean,
the initial
for the adult to do.
But the initial request was that we were all going. So how do you get to me hanging out with hoes if my initial statement was we have to go to Maryland?
Again, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I would have took this train of thought, but I can see how she backtracks like, yo, he knew I wasn't going to go. So why he really suggested this? Oh, this was all chess. He playing chess, thinking I'm playing checkers. Nah, I don't play. She thinking you moving 3 steps ahead. That's all. You take it as a compliment, man. She think you thinking 3 steps ahead. That's all.
That's schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia is not that.
That's crazy. Because I fully expect her to still come. Like, after all the complaining and all that stuff, I fully expect her to come. New York, New York. Please tell my wife that she was acting crazy on me last night.
Hey, look. Hold on. Can we get
y'all
her side
hold
of the
me
story
down.
Before I answer first?
What'd you say?
Look, I need her side of the story first. Before I give an answer.
She don't have a side of the story. That's exactly what happened. DJ C. Simon, did I say anything wrong in the story? I didn't tell every single detail, but didn't I tell generally how the story went?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Like, look, I'm going to tell you this. Because this was a funny thing. Because we weren't getting along, because it was only about 10 minutes. We weren't getting along, but when she said, "You just want to hang out with some hoes," I immediately started laughing. And she didn't want to laugh, but she started laughing herself because she knew that the conversation just went off the deep end.
You just sound like you wanted to get rid of me. And it was kind of like, it's just because Chief Bone Gun is never adamant about doing anything. That's it. If there's anything that I want him to get excited about, he never does. Us, whatever you want. I don't care.
But I'm selfish.
But I want him to be more
excited.
Right. But then it comes to
I'm cool, like, though.
A 15-year-old birthday party. I gotta go. I'm like, well, all this other shit that I wanted you to go to, you didn't give a shit about.
Like what?
But now.
Like what?
Oh, I can name 50 things.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to.
Well, no, I want you to.
Let me talk.
Because I went to everything you've asked me to go.
But you don't want to.
I don't want to go
you
to.
You don't
the,
want to.
I don't want to go to. I don't want to go to the party.
About, well, you could have told me because it felt like this was the only thing that was important to you the whole year.
No, because the thing that I don't want to go to that I go with you is because I know it's important to you, so I show up. I know this is important to her, so I'm gonna show up.
So it's just my question. I just was like, why are you so hell bent? Because
it was,
the previous conversation was, we're not going to be able to go. Okay.
Because of the track meet.
Because of the track meet. And then all of a sudden, nope, we're going to go. Because
I thought it was going to die.
Now we're going to go and sacrifice time, hours on the road, all this other stuff, to go to a party.
Why does Ja Rule wear a bandana in a swimming pool?
So that was my question. And I just was trying to figure out why. And then when I had pushback, there was a double down. Like, oh, you don't want to? I'm going to make you feel bad about it. I'm going to make you explain why you ain't shit and why I have to go do this because I'm the savior of everyone that knows me. And this is so important to me. I don't give a shit what you want to do or where you are. You do whatever you want to do. I'm going to go here. And that's how I felt. And I was like, that's just really, like, why you got to double down on this? Is it really that important? So if it's really that important, that's some hoes.
Because that's what's important to me, the hoes. That's where we've gotten to in the 20 years that we've been knowing each other. You've known me to put the hoes number one. Hey, son, did you ring out your towel? Please don't have that dripping. So, New York, after hearing that crazy discussion by DJ C. Siren, can you please let her know that she's crazy?
Hey, look, I can't say DJ C. Siren is crazy, but I can say women are crazy. Let's say that.
y'all supposed to confirm to DJ C. Siren, like, nah, you was acting up on your boy. Y'all let me down tonight.
After hearing DJ T. Siren, I will say this. It's like, you ever see how, or remember when you had math class? It's like, all right, you got the wrong answer, but you did the wrong, you got the right answer, but the wrong work. I think she just, her reasoning seems to, like, not make sense. That sounds crazy. That sounds crazy, what she just said. That That sounds absolutely bananas. But she did the wrong work, but she might have came to a right conclusion. Like, okay, maybe he did do this because he's playing you to get to some hoes, which, you know, men have done before in the past, and you wouldn't be the first man to, you know, call the fight just so he can leave the house or, you know, throw something out there so that the wife can't go and you get to go by yourself. Even if it's no hoes, you just want to be by yourself. You wouldn't be the first man to do that. But her reasoning to go down that path to get to that conclusion, nah, that's crazy. That was some bananas. Like, I see why you feel like it's crazy, Beach Bum Gun, because, yeah, like, because you nonchalant about everything else, and then all of a sudden you got passionate about it.
But DJ, she's shy. Look, you don't have to be mad that they took my side. It's all men. We all kind of figure out.
No, you
just
want to keep talking, so now I'm Aaron.
Let's go through this. Oh, DJ, she's what you want to talk about tonight? You
want
to talk about how men crazy? All right, good discussion. I just thought it was funny how she got from how she accused me of wanting to go see some hoes at a 15-year-old peach in the air. Yo, I tell you what, though. Look, their mama is Spanish, but none of them got action. If this is a quinceañera, I better get some arroz con pollo and a margarita. It's been a social coronas and fried chicken and watermelon.
Oh, let me just say, you sound like a person imitating an Italian, imitating a Cuban.
Yeah, I don't. The Spanish accent was never really great for me. Shout out to my Cuban family. They got good Spanish accents. I grew up in New Jersey. Man, it's just I grew up around Blair and them. You hear how he talk? That's how we talk. All right. Enough about my relationship. Shout out to DJ C. Siren. I know you got mad at me last night, but you didn't divorce me, so we made it another day. Cheers. High five. We're still together? No, we're not. I guess so.
We are. Why do we have to high five?
But why do we have to high five? I guess I won't be getting up for Father's Day. Father's Day's coming up. Yeah, my son high fives me. Thanks. Someone loves me in this house. Father's Day, y'all looking forward to it? New York, New York, you don't have any kids that you claim. Father's Day important to y'all? Blair, what y'all got on Father's Day coming up?
I ain't got no plans, man. I was going to try to make it to Jersey, but it ain't like it's happening. It's about time. We talked about on here how I never got my new license set up. So, yeah, now that my current driver's license shows an expired date on it, it's a little rough to rent a car. And it was me and my son, and, you know, last-minute tickets was kind of crazy. So, I don't know. Don't look like the trip to Jersey going to be happening. So, I'll probably just be here in the loo, and maybe give me some barbecue or something.
Does your son have a driver's license?
Nah, man. Nah, not yet. And even so, he's only 19, man. Well, I guess, yeah, he's 19. You could rent a car. Just expenses.
Yeah, when can you rent a car? Yeah, just rent somebody. Yeah, in the Midwest, just rent somebody a pickup.
You can rent a car, but, you know, under 25, I think. I think it's under 24 or under 25, they start taxing you like crazy.
Do they still do that for renting cars?
Yeah, but still, we still did it.
Why don't you hop on a flame?
No, these last-minute tickets, right? Yeah, these last-minute tickets looking crazy.
Why don't your son have a license, Jill? He in college. He in these streets.
Yeah. These kids, man, these young kids, they don't be in no rush to get their license. Like, it'd be like, all right, I get it whenever I get it. He did take the driving test once. He messed up the parallel parking portion, so he didn't pass, and just hasn't been back to take it. So we've been out practicing whenever I get a chance to get witty. And before he go back to school, man, he'll have it before he go back to school. So sometime this summer. But, you know, you don't want to force them, but at the same time, they ain't got no motivation. So you just got to be like, are you ready? You ready? You ready? You got to keep asking and stay on them until they're ready.
I don't understand you parents are not forcing your kids to do stuff. our parents forced us to do stuff all the time. In fact, we were abused if we didn't do what we were told. Why don't y'all feel like y'all need to force y'all kids to do stuff? Besides,
you can force them to do something. That, I never had to be forced to go get a license. I was excited.
But, okay, well, one, tell nephew, parallel parking is easy. You pull even with the car, turn the wheel all the way to the right, put the car in reverse, and you go until it gets close to the curb, and then turn the wheel all the way to the left. You'll always be on a parallel park. People don't understand to pull even with the car. They always think they got to pull a little bit in front or a little bit behind, and that's where they mess up. Always pull even to the car. Turn the wheel all the way to the right before you start backing up, and you'll always be able to parallel park if the space is big enough.
But I mean, you're not wrong, but it's a little bit. It could be a little bit more than that, especially when it's just cones out there. But yeah, you're not wrong. We do know to always pull all the way up, even with the car parallel. I go parallel. Like that's why we parallel park it. Parallel to the car, and then you go turn the wheel. Obviously, you go in reverse until the cone. And at the level with your rear view mirror, or your side view mirror, not your rear, your side view mirror. Then you cut it the other way. You'll never hit, and you should be within, I think it's like 6 to 10 inches from the curb. So I feel like we're good on that point.
All right. Well, let me know if you get advice. But it is funny how kids are a little bit different. But I feel like because our kids are so spoiled, like you got to force these kids to do something. Like, yo, you're going to have to get your license because I'm going to need you to go to store for me and your mama. You getting your license ain't for you. It's for me. I'm going to be tired of taking you to these practices. Look, I'm counting down now. What's the boy? Our boy turned 10. He's going to be in fifth grade next year. I only got one more year to run him to a bunch of places, and then he going to be on the middle school bus. You got practice? See if we can get home from the bus. The years of running him all around are almost over. Now, I know there's going to be a little bit more middle school because of AU and all that stuff. But, though, once he hit junior year of high school, I think in Virginia, you can get your license at 16. Bruh, you're going to have to get it. Yo, you got to take yourself to practice.
There's so many other things. Like, I could send my son to the store, and I think I feel like I've done this before, told him to go get stuff from the store. He can hop on Instacart and get it, and probably be cheaper than driving with gas. Have it delivered.
Nah, yo, I ordered Five Guys the other day. We got 3 burgers and some french fries, and it cost $70. Nah, yo, when you turn 16, you going to the store and picking that up.
Oh, yeah, the Uber Eats and stuff, they be taxing, man. They crazy for that. Uber Eats and whatever the other one is, DoorDash. Yeah, they be charging like crazy. And they unionized, and at least in New York, they've given a minimum wage for DoorDashers. And I guess all delivery drivers, Uber Eats or DoorDashers. Minimum wage, those prices really about to shoot up now.
I'm good. Once they go minimum wage, I'm not tipping. Once you get paid a living wage, I shouldn't have to tip you.
They're going to put all that cost into the cost of your food, though. They already charge you mad crazy. They charge you more than the cost of the food if you were there yourself. And they put all these fees on top of it. And they're not like they're going to start just not doing that. They're going to have all that plus the cost of the drivers. You ain't going to tip, but you're going to wind up still paying more.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true. New York, you got any plans this weekend, bro?
Nah, nothing really. Just hang out with family and whatever Juneteenth celebration they got going on. Other than that, smooth sailing.
Okay. My dad's dead, so we ain't doing nothing. Well, I got my other biological dad. I guess I'd give him a call. It's what happens when you have multiple dads. Somebody around. All right, so another topic. We got to fly through this thing. Damn, man, I can't believe it's under an hour. Shannon Sharp left. First take. DJ C. Siren, did you even know that? Do you care at all? Do you even know who Shannon Sharp is? You know who Shannon Sharp is. You're on the phone all the time. Do you even care that he left First Take?
I mean, I heard, yes, I do know who it is, and yes, I know he left.
Is it,
I guess I'm not aware of how big it is, if it's a big deal or not.
Well, I mean, it's just one of the, First Take with Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless was like the height of the debate TV shows, and then Skip Bayless left, and Stephen A. Smith was on there by himself and had, arrangement of hosting. And Skip Bayless got his own show on Fox. And everybody was wondering, well, is it going to be as popular as the ESPN one? And truthfully, it rivaled it, if not surpassed it, with Shannon Sharp. So in only 7 years, I think Undisputed became a legit rival of First Take, if not more entertaining, because of Shannon Sharp's theatrics. And Skip Bayless kind of ruined it by being a dickhead. But I think that's why people enjoyed the debate show, because you got one guy who's funny but level-headed, and you got another guy who's absolutely ridiculous and a dickhead. So I don't understand. I guess Shannon Sharp didn't realize that sometimes the character becomes reality, and he was upset. I don't know either one of them. I just look at it as, hey, they'll find another TV show. So, I kind of worry that Shannon Sharp's going to lose his momentum, because his podcast is pretty good. But I don't know if he'll ever have the platform that he did with Skip Bayless on Fox Sports 1. Blair, what you think?
I'm happy. Not that happy, but I do think. I am happy. Shannon is out of there. I think he's got some bigger things coming. I really was surprised at how it happened. I know they made the announcement and they said after the finals. I did not expect it to be the day after the finals. Like, I thought you were going to finish out the week, because they were on break now. Like, I thought you could at least finish out the week, whatever, a couple days of final stuff, a couple days of a couple days of final recap, a couple days of off-season stuff, a couple days of football stuff, what's going to happen with John Morant. Like, finish out the week. The show is going to go on hiatus. And then when they come back, they come back with somebody else. It was like, all right, let's talk about the end of the finals. Next segment, all right, I'd like to thank everybody. I'm out of here. I'm like, God damn. Like, he meant the day. He meant as soon as the finals over, this is over. So that shocked me. That took me by surprise a little bit. I think the debate format for a sports show may have run its course. Like you mentioned, it started with Skip Bayless and, well, it started with Skip Bayless and Woody Page with Cold Pizza on ESPN. And then it really hit his highlight when it was it's Max, when it was Skip and whatever dude name is, I can't think of his name, over at ESPN. I think that's when it reached its max, and it just kind of spread, and it was so much of it. Everybody had to have a two-person debate format show. You had Not Around the Horn, the other show with the two old dudes in D.C. You had Jalen and Jacoby. You had High Noon. Like, it was, everybody had to have their two-person debate format show. And it went, I don't say it went too far, but it's like it ran its course. Like, it's so much out there. Like, after you have so many copycats and so many people doing the same thing, you got to diversify, Stephen A. And so that's why I think Stephen A, because Skip and Shannon, it was up there. I don't think they ever reached First Take as far as number-wise, as ratings, but I think they were definitely getting up there as far as, like, influence and popularity. That's why Stephen A was like, nah, this thing with Max Kellerman ain't working. It's not doing its thing. So he made the right move. He's like, yo, we're going to end this, and we're going to start going something else. We're going to rotate different people in here to talk about a different topic every day. I think that brought a little fresh air, a fresh take on the show, and I think that's what's going to have to happen here. Like, the two-person, like, just forcing a debate, like, forcing somebody to take an opposite side, because if everybody agrees, then it's not really going to be that entertaining. So you got to sometimes force stuff that don't really make sense. And you could tell when people reach it, which is why I think Skip is already so good, because everybody says, like, yo, he's not an act. This is him. But at some point, people just get tired of it. Like, all right, yo, this ain't really jiving. 4 or 5 days a week, are y'all trying to force the same arguments? That ain't going to work. So I'm happy he left. I know he's going to go on to better things. Now I'm excited to see what they do next. I don't think they're going to bring in just one person and go back to the same thing. I'm waiting to see what the next format is.
Okay. New York, you care at all?
I mean, not really, because you already know I'm not really into sports like that, but I really look forward to see what Shannon Sharp is going to do next. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Good.
I will say this, though,
DJ,
before you move on. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt, DJ. Sorry.
No, you good. I was moving on. Go ahead.
His podcast, man, that's another thing. This guest-based interview podcast format is going to – that's running its course, too. You got too many people, too many ex-former athletes all doing the same thing. There's only so many people you can interview and hear from. And I understand he doesn't do just athletes, but, yeah, man, it's getting crowded out there in the podcast interview person. Like, if you just want to get on and give your opinion on things, like Stephen A. does or like Skip does, that's great. And then sometimes you have people on, that's great. Bomani has 3 shows a week. Once is just him, once is a different guest, and then once is him and Dominique Foxworth. So it's not always the same thing. Club Shay Shay is just him interviewing people. Like, that's gonna run its course. Like, you had and that's just for anything, any show where it's just constantly got to interview somebody. The Breakfast Club every day trying to find a different person to interview. Like, nah, this is a reach. Don't nobody want to hear from them. Somebody had on Jocelyn Hernandez or somebody. I was like, why are y'all interviewing this person? Yeah, it's just, you start reaching. If you have to drink champs, like, why is Nori interviewing Jocelyn Hernandez? Like, really? But you got to, if your show is solely about interviewing somebody, you got to find somebody to talk to. I think that's going to run its course. You got to, I don't think this interview-based content is going to work.
Okay. All right. All right.
I think drink champs bring a little different stuff to the table, though, because it's kind of different. It's kind of a different vibe. You know, they be drinking, they be turning up, they smoking in there. It's like a different atmosphere. It's kind of like a vibe. You're just not straight just interviewing somebody and just asking questions. So I think they bring that to the table, and they do very well. I get what you're saying about the other podcast too. If it's just interview based and they searching for a guest to constantly ask the same questions or don't add no flavor to it, yeah, it kind of dies out real quick. I'm glad to see what's it called, Cameron and Mayshow pick up traction the way that it did. They funny, they hilarious to me. So I'll definitely watch that. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Drink Champs. I watch the Drink Champs episodes, but sometimes it irritates me because I be really wanting to hear from the people they talk to, but Nori and them get so drunk that no one's listening to anybody. The Lost Voice episode was 4 hours of great and terrible all mixed in. So, you know, but yeah, I agree with Blur. I mean, that's why I like the off-ramp, because we just kind of discuss what happened in the week. You're like, we don't have any special guests unless it's something I find really, really interesting. We can always, you know, have guests to talk about a certain subject and all that. But I like being able to just come in here and rap, and, you know, I'm a fan of Bomani's show and those people who just talk about what they think of certain topics. Because even though I do enjoy the interviews, it is going to get pretty old pretty quickly, especially if it's nothing. Like, if you're going to give me a interview where somebody shares something deeply, like if Shannon and T.I. had an interview and Shannon, you know, really got into, you know, you could talk about the fun and like, hey, what was it like when you made this music and like, who was in the studio here and had that conversation. But you could also say to him, like, yo, what's your worst moment in life? Like when you were facing them federal charges for them guns, were you really thinking like, yo, I kind of got to snitch to make sure I can get back out to take care of my kids? Now, I'm just using that as an example. I'm not calling T.I. a snitch. Don't never run up on the case or anything like that. But, you know, those interviews are great, but even those are far and few between because no one really wants to share. I don't mind sharing my personal life because, one, it's kind of just us. I like getting y'all opinion on things, and I think my wife knows my personality where and we can argue last night, but it ain't really that deep. Like, I'm not going to be all upset with her, and, you know, if she wants to go to the party, she'll go. If she don't want to go, she won't go. If she wants to do something else, we'll figure that out. It's never a lingering thing, but to have these interviews where your show is nothing but interviews and to get people's honest, real feelings on things, tough to keep that consistent. Especially
if someone says something honest. Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing. My mind just cut you off. I thought the same thing, like, I don't know if you ever listened to the dude Tax Stone, like his podcast he had. Each interview was like a whole life story. It was like the person, whoever's interviewing, like the beginning of their career, like everything that happened up to date. And I'm like, it's only so many people. Like, you can't have people come back on. Like, we already heard you talk to Beans about his whole thing up to date. Like, you're going to have him come back on again next year and do the whole thing over again, tell you about his whole early career all the way up to the date. Like, you can only do that so much. And, like, I think we saw, I don't know if you said it on here or somewhere else, was like, you saw the Drink Champs interview with Joe Budden. I'm like, they've interviewed each other like 3 times within the past month. Like, on that third one, it's like, all right, what are we talking about?
There's
nothing left to talk about. Like even, I know you used T.I. as an example. I saw the interview where they asked T.I. something similar, and he talked about what Phil, like he said, when he lost his partner, when he lost Phil. So if he was to go on Shannon Sharpe, and Shannon was going to ask him the same thing, it's like, yo, we've already heard this. Like, it's only so much people can talk about over and over again. And I understand there's always somebody new coming in the game, and it's definitely coming in the entertainment industry, but the landscape of interview, sitting down talking to people, is getting more crowded and more crowded every day.
Yeah, I agree. All right. DJ C-Sai ran upstairs, but her topic was next. She wanted to talk about Azealia Banks on Wildin' Out. And so what basically happened is DC Young Fly lost his children's mother in a surgery complication. I guess you want to call it accident or tragedy. I guess tragedy is a better word. She was so young. And then Azealia Banks said, that's what you get for treating me bad on my Wildin' Out episode. DJ C-Sire had a lot of opinions on Azealia Banks. I've always thought, look, once she was cooking cats, like crazy going crazy, right? And she was like, well, that's just disrespectful. Like, the man's child's mother just died. And I'm just like, yeah, you can't rationalize with crazy. Like, when someone's crazy,
there's no rationalization.
So when crazy going crazy, you just got to let crazy be crazy. DJ, she's like, what you think of Azealia Banks and her cooking cats?
She didn't cook a cat this time. I guess it's the plight of social media where we get to hear everybody comment on everything, no matter if it's ridiculous or not. So, I mean, she's not new to it. It's not anything new. We have to, you know, she decides to come and talk every now and again. But, you know, it's just so... You just don't know what to make of it. It's like, you know, it's like Kanye, like when people start talking without any, you know, filter, I guess, and they decide to say stuff, it's just like, man, where's that coming from? Y'all know, like, the Azealia Banks latest tirades for the last couple weeks? Well, I know you know.
I mean, I think the same stuff we're talking about with Guns is talking about, right? With the how she went off on DC Young Fly for about his wife. I don't know. I heard reports that they were married, but whatever. Wife, kid's mother passing away. Like, that's the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She said other stuff too, but not quite as damning as probably that. But yeah.
It's sad. You know what? Because I'm not going to say I was an Azealia Banks fan, but I kind of liked her a little bit. And I don't know what's wrong with people, man. I'm not going to say she's crazy, but it's just people are just bad, ugly people, man. Like, and I think I mentioned on here, like, you just are always going off on somebody. Like, it's always controversy. And at some point, it's like,
right.
Yo, you're the problem. Like, if every time something comes up, it's because of controversy, maybe it's you. But the first thing I thought was like, yeah, this is it. Because I used to, like, I ain't going to say I used to cape for her, but I used to like her. And I used to always be able to kind of see her point of view on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she went at it with Cardi and she went at it with Russell Crowe or, like, some other people, I kind of always could see, okay, I see where she's coming from. Now, this is just... you're just a bad person.
Right. Like, and I agree. Like, I reluctantly say that, yeah, I try to kind of see the truth or the, you know, beyond how she said it, or maybe, you know, or at least try to say, okay, maybe she's speaking on this, you know. Like you said, just kind of, okay, I kind of see maybe where she's coming from with a lot of this stuff, even from, she's, like you said, it's her because there's a lot of complaining she's done. I mean, even the whole thing with the RZA, you know, he's coked out and all this stuff. I was like, you know, I can see that. Like, it was a lot of things, like, okay, I can see a lot of things. I mean, even Dave Chappelle said, oh, yeah, you know.
Great
pussy. It's true. So, you know, kind of grain of salt. Okay, maybe there's a little bit of, but yeah, this is just hateful. And I think the whole thing that I can't remember how long ago the Wild and Out episode was, but it was at least what, 3 years ago?
Yes, years.
And I'm like, so you've been waiting
3 years exactly.
Right. So it's like, you were that upset with jokes that you are gonna, like, you know, and I don't know if this is, you know, and like I said, it's a whole Kanye thing. Is this just fitting into her, you know, witchcraft, black, you know what I'm saying thing? Like, are you saying this just because this fits into the whole narrative that you crazy, or that you a witch or blah 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 and karma? But it's like, why are you saying this stuff?
It's crazy.
That's just a hateful person.
That's just a bad person. I really feel bad because, you just thought maybe you could put me on because I feel like it's a shortage of public figures or socially smart black women public figures who aren't crazy. Like, I put Azealia Banks in that category. I put Amanda Seales in that category. I put, I forgot her name, the chick who, like, she wouldn't date a bus driver. I can't think of her name right now. Her. It's a shortage of just, like, black women public figures who are smart and educated. And I think the ones that we got out there are embarrassing us. And I really want to support more and get behind them. But, man, it's rough.
All we got is Michelle Obama and Beyonce.
Not Beyonce. You haven't heard her talk.
And neither one of them talk. And neither one of them say anything about anything.
That's how women should be, yo. I'm just joking. It was an easy joke. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Azealia Banks. New York, you got anything on it? You good?
Yeah, nothing that everybody already say. I mean, I definitely like Azealia Banks. I mean, all them native. I mean, I did listen to her music when she was first coming out, supported her. Like, she was doing something different in the town. But yeah, nah, that's different. It's different. Like, when you harbor that grudge, especially that's something that you signed up for, you knew people was going to talk to you about it, like, and joke over you about it. And so if you're not taking accountability, that's not your scene, and that's not what you can take. Why sign up for it? And then for you to actually take that and harbor a grudge for it and then do some nasty stuff like that, I just like, nah, I'm not rocking with it.
Something that's so simple as calling you ugly, too, like, that's DC Young Fly's bag, ugly ass boy. Like, that's all he do. And, like, I personally don't think DC Young Fly is really all that funny, but because that's all he does is stick in that same lane. For her to get upset over him, of all people, calling her ugly of all things, and then hold that resentment and that anger in years later, that's just, you got something wrong with your heart. Like, something wrong with you internally, like, to your soul.
Yeah, I don't know why she would go on that show and take things personal. But, you know, to each his own. But, yeah, I tell you, you can't rationalize them crazy. That's what I've always said. What else we got? Do I do the band who got eaten by a shark? Real fake. Let's get this out the way real quick. Al Pacino's having a baby with a 29-year-old. Creepy or not creepy? DJ C. Sign.
It's creepy. I mean,
Khalees fucking Bill Murray. Creepy or not creepy?
Not creepy.
What? Okay. New York. Al Pacino having a baby with a 30-year-old. Creepy or not creepy?
He's a wild boy for that. He need to sit some down, find some other hobby. He wild. Should have got a vasectomy or something. Like, he wild. He like 82. 82, you got to wake up to a newborn? Nah. 82? Nah.
Blurred. Okay, so Khalees fucking Bill Murray, creepy or not creepy?
Oh, she wild for that, too. Look. I ride with Nas on this one. He had a broken heart, had to dress over his lap on the album cover. I'm riding with Nas.
Blur, what about you? Al Pacino having a baby with
30 years. I'm going to say not creepy for Khalees and Bill Murray, because I think they're a lot closer in age. I think they're, like, maybe 20 or different. And they're both adults. Like, they're compared to Bill Murray.
20.
I mean, compared to the 29-year-old, they're like a 50-year age difference.
Hold on.
I think it's over 50-year age difference between the two.
Hold on.
And for him, not just to be sleeping with her, but for him to actually have a kid.
Hold on, Blair. Let's get this right. Because I really want to know. What's the age difference? Al Pacino is like 80 having a baby with a 30-year-old. Khalees is like 40, fucking Bill Murray who's like 80. That ain't that big of an age difference.
I think Bill Murray's like in his 70s, early 70s too.
How old is she? Khalees gives what, 45?
No,
40. So 25 years versus 40 years, 15 years age difference. Okay.
That's double the difference.
Yeah, I mean, okay, now that I know the real ages, I thought Bill Murray was older than that. I thought Bill Murray was like 83, 84, 85.
Yeah, Khalees is 43.
Did Bill Murray not see what she did to Nas?
Bill Murray ain't Nas.
I thought he's white. See, that's because he's racist. That's why
I mess with SL, man. I like him, but Bill Murray ain't marrying this woman. They having their fun. She ain't gonna never have no access to his money. Like, she's a different woman than she was when she married Nas. Obviously, because she got $50,000 a month coming to her from Nas. So I feel like she's a total different woman now.
Blur, that's why I love you, yo. But you don't know that shit. You have no idea who she is.
Wait, how long ago did she divorce Nas? You don't think she's the same person she was from 10, 15, 20 years ago, however long ago that was?
Man, she went from singing milkshake to working on a farm to, like, y'all mean Bill Murray? Like, come on, that's a whole different woman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she, Bill Murray don't like the same woman that Nas has.
Seems like she's still sucking dick for money.
Stop being misogynistic.
Yeah, I'm not misogynistic.
It really is.
She's sucking a wrinkle dick now. But she's more money. I could understand. She had to come up.
It's just being misogynistic.
How?
Because she, you automatically turn into a prostitute. Why? She's a prostitute.
Well, I think Bill Murray's trying to pay for a prostitute. I wouldn't put it past him. Like, I don't think he's in it for love. I don't think he saw this black queen and thought, oh, this is the love of my life. Bill Murray racist.
It don't have to be the love of his life, though. It could just be somebody, again, at his age, at their age, they don't got to be love of their life. Like, yo, just somebody I enjoy doing this with, just spending time with. Again, I don't think he's going to get married. I don't think they're going to get married and, like, move in together. They just enjoying each other.
Bill Murray called Childish Gambino.
No, it's the wrong person. It's the wrong white man.
Oh, my bad.
That's Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad, Bill.
Bill
is
not Chevy.
Maybe it's what I've done for 30 years now. I thought Bill was racist. So I was going to root for
him. And then you take it over to Al Pacino, like, having a kid. It's not crazy that, you know, he's a wealthy old dude. Like, who he supposed to be with? He supposed to be with an 80-year-old woman? Nah, he going to be with somebody, I mean? I don't want to say in a prime, but he's going to be with somebody who's a lot younger, which is fine. But having a kid, bringing a kid into this world when you 80, I know rich people live a lot longer, but, man, the kid going to grow up like, yo.
Oh.
Yeah,
know, that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful.
But see, this is what I get mad about racism, yo. If a black man did that and wasn't in that child's way, he'd be called a deadbeat dad. Y'all gonna give Al Pacino an excuse not to love that kid? He ain't
gonna
love
money.
That kid. He don't have money. He don't give a fuck about the kid. When she said he was pregnant, he just laughed and like, huh?
Well, Nick Cannon.
Wait, what? Wait, hold up. You think if a multimillionaire 80-year-old black man got a kid, you think he'd be treated differently, looked at differently than Al Pacino?
Yep, they talk terrible about Nick Cannon.
I mean, yeah, Nick Cannon is like 40. I mean, yes, ain't gonna be no problem with him. And he's just having kid after kid after kid. Al Pacino is 80-something. I don't know how many kids he had before, but I think any 80-something-year-old man who's a multimillionaire gonna have the same exact questions, regardless of race. If you start popping out kids, 80-something-year-old is like, yo, how long you think you're going to be around? Not by choice, but how long legitimately do you think you're going to be on this earth?
Should we have a beef with Nick Cannon for spreading around his handicap seed?
No, because that's everything that he – I think he had a podcast and stuff like that. I don't even know if he had a podcast or what you would call it. He would interview people, too, and that's what he said he was going to do. I mean, he's been very vocal about his views or about life and then having multiple wives and stuff like that. Like, I don't think we should shame him about it. He's been very open about that.
I wonder if that is in his conscience, that because he has a degenerative disease,
autoimmune so
attacking disease.
Autoimmune disease.
Is that hereditary? Because that's got to be scary to have that many kids and have them have a chance to have that.
I think someone's asked that question before. I forgot what disease he got, but I don't think it's hereditary. That was asked before when he first, like, it first caught on that he was just having a bunch of kids. That's when he was like 4 or 5 in. I don't think it's hereditary. Or at least, I could be wrong, but I thought that question was asked.
Well, Lisa, we hope his kids and we hope Nick Cannon lives a full healthy life and with the struggles, and hopefully it doesn't get passed on to the kids. If it's not hereditary, that's great. I hope that none of them get it. And, you know, I think Nick Cannon is extremely talented. Like, don't let my jokes fool you. I thought he was the man in Drumline. I actually like the song Gigolo. I think Wildin' Out really displays his talent. I didn't watch any of the Nickelodeon stuff. I think I was a little too old for that.
New York, New York. I don't know if that was your age when Nick Cannon was really blowing up on Nickelodeon, but I never saw him on Nickelodeon. But you know, I think he's a talented kid, man. So you know, hope him and his kids are safe. And
all right, hold up, man. I got it. Before we move on, I'm gonna need you to name one other Nick Cannon song.
He's got Gigolo. He's got the joint with what was that Puerto Rican girl from the movie when they were in the Escalade? You Can't Buy Me Love, or Love Don't Cost a Thing was the movie. He had the song there. Nick Cannon got he got the song dissing at Eminem.
The song dissing Eminem. That's fine. Okay.
See, I'm bad with names of songs. Like, I'm a big fan of Royce the 5'9". I was listening to the Allegory album today. I don't know if I can tell you any of the names on the song. I think once music became streamable, I think actually knowing the names of songs is pretty tough.
Nah, I think it's before streams. I think it was the mixtapes. When mixtapes really blew up, because you'd have so many, same song could be on so many different mixtapes under different titles. And like so many people rapping over different beats. And like, I think that's really when it happened, mixtapes. Because, I mean, a different DJ was putting out a different mixtape every week. Songs would just be on all of them. You never really knew the name of a song. Just, you know, track 4.
Yeah,
I don't even think that's. I think the mixtape era was there, but I don't even think like mixtapes was like prevalent at that time. I mean, it was, but it was like you know what I mean, you buying it off like the street, like Fifth Avenue or something like that, until they actually went mainstream. Like I think that's still at the time where LimeWire and everything was still popping until everything got shut down, and then you had the tapes like that. You had the websites like that, Tiff. Live mixtapes and Spinrella that actually hosted that era of mixtapes where it became like more mainstream, more wide open to the public. So like, yeah, I remember the mixtape game because I remember 1017 took over that. 1017 took over that at one point. Lil Wayne took over that at one point. You know, DJ Drama, everybody else. But I think like back then, I think still LimeWire was still popping and all those other sites.
See, this is where I might disagree, because I think LimeWire, you had to know a song to download. Like, even if you knew an artist, you might know an artist, but you might know a song. Like, I'm going back to, like, DJ Clue and, dang, what's the dude who died? I can't remember his name. The other dude who used to be on Hot 90, K-Slay. Like, them two. Like, I used to go to the Pensacola Mart in Jersey and then the spot in Philly. Like, never knew. Like, it was just, like, different. Whatever the dude printed out in the printer and put it on the back of the CD, that's all I knew. Like, I remember, like, getting a CD, like, it was Nori, Cannabis, and DMX in a freestyle. And I'm like, yo, okay. Didn't know how long it is, but I'm listening, like, track 5, and it's still just them three freestyling. So you never knew what track you was on. You was just listening. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm just listening. That's it. And then I was like, yo, I need to, my CD lost. I had to go find it. My man was like, yo, I got it. Same track, same song, same CD, completely different track list.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So no one cares about Al Pacino. Damn shame.
We care about his kid not having a daddy.
Yeah, he ain't going to give a fuck about that kid, yo.
That makes me think about something. When you say Al Pacino, like Al Pacino's adult kids, and it makes me think about Nick Cannon's first two kids with Mariah. Are you responsible, or should you be responsible for taking care of your siblings? Like, when one of your parents has kids, like, mad late, like, his first two kids are with Mariah Carey. They set. They good. If any of their siblings run into financial trouble, you think they should be responsible for taking care of them?
Nah, yeah, you ain't my mama.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's still your little brother or sister. You, them two, the two twins, they got eight siblings now and two rich parents.
Fuck them.
while all the other ones have got one rich parent and they got to split that money.
Yeah, it sucks for y'all. All you can do, your part is saying, nah, dad ain't got to put us in the will. We Mariah's kids. Y'all can split up dad's money. Y'all have that conversation. We're good.
No. I need my cut of dad's money too. I need my mom's money, and I need a cut of my dad's money too. Nah, I don't write me out the will because you had 8 other kids. I need my cut.
See it. And that's just fucked up if that's what they do. Like, it ain't fucked up in a principal sense because they have every right to it too. But like, if your mom is Mariah, you don't need Nick Cannon split. Let them other 10 kids get Nick Cannon split. You good?
I need my 10th. It's 10 of us. We all get 10%. I need my 10th.
And that's why. And that goes back to the conversation that me and Cheryl, DJ C-Sire, was having. Everyone's selfish but me. It's like she just took a deep breath. She raised boxes. All right, look. So, next topic. Well, let's give her some old. Do any of y'all care about mermaid?
Say that again?
Any of y'all care about the Little Mermaid?
Cool.
Chloe Bailey? Her sister, right?
Hallie. Haley.
She's not the one who has sex in Atlanta, right?
No.
In the scary Atlanta murder woman show? What was that?
That's
Spawn? What was that movie? Spawn?
Swarm.
So that was her sister, right?
Mm-hmm. It was great. It's great that they decided to
make a black mermaid.
Yeah. Even though they acted up. And it was just so...
It was
white. Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. It was whack. The movie was whack. It's not her fault. She was absolutely the best part of the movie. I'm glad they gave her a little bit more to do than the original Little Mermaid. But it was whack. Disney kind of needs to knock this off. This remaking live, quote-unquote live, action remakes of animated movies. It's cool when the movie is about humans. It's not live action. This is still CGI. This is a different kind of animation. And you're not making it better. You're making it look worse. Everything looks worse. Like, nothing looked good. Like, no character looked good except for the human characters. But they're only half the characters. So half of the characters look like crap. None of it actually flowed right because the movie is about animals interacting and doing stuff. Like, when they did Under the Sea song, and in the cartoon, you got actual fish and everything playing instruments and doing stuff. But this is quote-unquote live action, so you can't have none of that. So it just looks stupid. It looks dumb, and they need to knock it off. But they're not going to knock it off. They're doing a quote-unquote live action Bambi movie.
Bambi?
Well, it's kind of like live action Lion King.
There was a live action Lion King?
Yeah, the one with Beyonce.
That was live action?
Yeah, it had animals in it. It was animals.
Oh, when they made the tiger move, mouth move. Did we watch we watch The Lion King live action?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they made
I understand why they're doing it, because it makes money, but they need to stop. They need to stop. This is not, at least for those type of movies where it's animals, like realistic animals just don't look good trying to do musicals or whatever this is. It don't work. And it sucks that they put Haley Bailey in this position. I can say put her in this position. Obviously, she's probably going for it. But nah, this wasn't it. This was not it at all. And hopefully she has another big movie coming out where she could be the lead and actually show what she could do. But this ain't it.
I don't know why Disney doesn't put on live action plays in prime time like he did with like All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Like, why not make Little Mermaid a play that you put on TV to showcase all these people's talents, but you're not hamstrung by the fact that she's a fucking mermaid and needs to be in the sea. Like, everyone knows that she can't be in the sea if you want to make it live action.
I mean, they did do a Little Mermaid play, and Queen Latifah played Ursula. I mean, they didn't put it on TV. It was actually like a play people had to go see, but yeah, it probably just ain't enough money in that.
Now, did you watch the original Little Mermaid?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was great. I thought that's one of Disney, that's a top five Disney cartoon for me.
I've never seen it. New York, you ever seen it?
I mean, I've seen a cartoon. I don't think I've ever seen, like, was it a movie? Is it a cartoon? I can't even remember. It's been so long ago. But I would say this, but I think, like, I think the reason why they actually do still remake movies because these stories are continuing to be told to these children. You know what I mean? You think about Cinderella, you think about any other Disney princess, Mulan, Tarzan, stuff like that. They still have a market for it, and they can still target the kids, and then, you know, the parents got to bring their kids to the movie theaters, and it's still a moneymaker. It's still business. And then, you know, we get older, and then we realize, I mean, we remember the old stuff, but we don't sympathize with the new stuff because now, I mean, we've grown older. And then just think about the old movies, the old scary movies that used to come back out in the day. They not even scary to us anymore compared to the actual new scary movies that's coming out. Like, you talk about Saw and all this other stuff that got the gory shit that actually, like, chopping niggas' heads off. You see that shit make you cringe. It's like a different market. They still got a market for that because they still appeal to the kids. And every generation has kids, so it's still a market for it, and if the stories are still being told, I mean, it's still gonna generate wealth regardless.
Yeah, I agree. I get it.
Yeah, it's just for money. It's just for money because I don't think this, and like the Lion King and some of the other ones, I can't even think of the other live action animal ones they did. Ain't no kid gonna grow up like, ooh, I want to see that again. Nah, this ain't creating the same fond memories that people had when the cartoons first came out. This is just so Disney can make more money.
It's all about the money. All right, so we got smoke from Canada coming down. Y'all concerned about it? Are y'all buying into the conspiracy theory that this is the poisoning us?
I'm not buying
into
conspiracy. Oh, you can go. You go first, Blair.
No, I think we're able to say. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, New York.
Look, I'm not buying into conspiracy theory, but I just wanted to tell y'all that fucked up my whole weekend. It was the Puerto Rican Day Parade. I was supposed to celebrate with the Sofrito people. You know what I mean? My family. You know what I mean? They messed that up for me. Cause I woke up and it is not even at that. I woke up in D.C. or like on a Friday morning trying to travel to New York. That smoke was in Southwest D.C. so potent. I was like, I can't even breathe. I thought I had asthma. I was like, nah, I'm staying home. And then just to find out that the Puerto Rican Day Parade still happened and the air was clear up there, but it just came down here for us. I was so mad. I was so mad.
Oh, you ain't go?
But that's my piece. Nah. I'm just going to act like I'm a Dominican for their parade. And that's how I'm going to celebrate.
Blur, how'd you get with the smoke?
Man, I have no problem whatsoever. In fact, I was late finding out about it. Like, I was mad late finding out about it. Good. It ain't reaching in the Midwest. I know my son said he saw it on the news talking about air quality, but... Nah, I was outside all day. I ain't feel nothing. I ain't noticed nothing. Wasn't nothing muggy. Wasn't no orange. Wasn't no smoke. Wasn't none of that. So it didn't get over here in the Midwest. So if they trying to poison anybody, I mean, I guess you could try to poison the East Coast. I mean, that would probably be my first place to attack if I needed to attack the U.S. But, nah, I really don't think that's what it is. I think it's just a coincidence, just a happenstance.
Speaking of New York, fun fact. Do you know what New York, what's New York's area code?
It depends on where you at. You got 347, you got 646, you got 718, you got 212. It's plenty of them.
So that was the original one, 212, right? The original area code for New York was 212. Do you know what Los Angeles area code is?
213?
Right. Do you know why?
If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Nah.
Right.
What,
do you know why?
What, the, New York came first because we the best city?
Yeah, because y'all were like the Black Air Force One. So when the telephone company decided to add area codes to help operators find out who's trying to connect to who, the place with the most people was New York City. So you couldn't use 0, that was for the operator. You couldn't use 1, that was for special numbers. And you couldn't use, yeah, that was it. So you couldn't use 01. So the quickest, because
the
New York had the most
be 1-1. The second and
right.
third
well,
could be 1-1.
You couldn't start a number with 1 for a personal phone line. Those are reserved for special corporate numbers. That's why most of these numbers are 1-800 and stuff like that. Like, those were the ones were for. So you couldn't use 01. So since New York had the most people, they didn't, because these were back in the day on rotary phones, which you had to stick your finger in, pull it down to the side, and let it go, the quickest number to dial without using 0 or 1 first was 212. So they gave that to the New York City because it had the most people. They didn't want so many people taking so long to dial. Los Angeles had the second most people, so that's why their area code is 213. Trivia. Do you know what Chicago's area code is?
Hell nah. I just take a guess, 214. I only know 213 because of Snoop Dogg and the Dog Pound.
Blur, do you know?
I do not know, and I have mad friends in Chicago.
So if you look at the dial, you would think that it's 214 since it's the next one, but because if you look at a rotary dial, and New York might not remember what that looks like, it's not 214 because 4 takes you outside of the pocket. So Chicago is 312. It's 312. So it keeps you in that 213 range.
I was thinking that because St. Louis is 314, and I guess it's out of the pocket, but I don't even know Chicago.
So
was Chicago like that highly populated before – around that time?
They
I
were
know it's a highly populated city, but I thought there were more populated cities than Chicago until they got trains.
Nope. 312 is Chicago, number 3. So, another fun fact, and we'll quickly move on from this. Do you know what Cape Canaveral's area code is?
777? Going to heaven?
I never heard of that in my life.
I don't know. I'm guessing. Cape Canaveral, that's where they launched all the shuttles. That's where all the shuttles launched from.
Right. He said, I've never heard of that in my life. It's where we went to space. That's why I hate New Yorkers. Y'all only care about New York facts. So Cape Canaveral, the area code is 321 takeoff.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
But they had to pay for that. So they're one of the few area codes where they paid for that specific area code for that reason. Just a little bit of fun facts for y'all. Shout out to New York and Long Island, because no one claims no Long Island. All right, so Canada Fires, man. Kind of crazy. Canada Fires it's weird living down here because, like, we could smell it. But we have a whole swamp next to where we live at. And where we live at is very close to the East Coast, very close to the ocean. There's a lot of water. We have a whole swamp. And one year, just like Canada, it was a lightning storm, and the swamp caught fire. We smelled burning air for months. And no one said a word about air quality. The thing that cracks me up, and shout out to my mom, shout out to Mama Gunn, shout out to my homies, because she wasn't the only one.
They were talking about how bad the air quality was and how they wasn't going outside because they couldn't breathe. And I immediately thought, you smoke.
It's not your house.
So shout out to the smokers that were complaining about the air quality while sitting inside their house burning leaves in their lungs. I empathize with you. But yeah, Canada, keep your smoke where it belongs. Keep it up there. But I mean, we have this problem in Los Angeles when China has bad smog, it travels across the ocean and LA get bad smog. So I don't know why people were thinking that this was a I know why people
orange
were thinking that the orange color was
orange.
A chemical attack on the world. I know, because people are idiots, but, you know, it is what it is. All right, so what else have we got to get rid of? Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon. All right, so there was a video of a dude getting eaten by a shark. Did y'all see it? Did y'all want to talk about that?
I've seen it.
Did you watch the whole video?
Yeah, I watched the whole video and the aftermath of when they hunted down the shark. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't watch the whole video. That thing was sad, you know. I can't do it. I think I'm tapping out of that death porn? Watching people die on videos and stuff. I can't do it. That thing was sad, yo. I don't know why people get in the ocean in Africa, though. I don't even like getting in the ocean in Virginia. There's been too many...
I don't even like
getting
in the ocean, period.
Yeah, it's been too many videos. It's been too many shark weeks about Africa. Like, you know you can't get into that water, yo. Yeah, so any comments on it? Anything? Anybody got anything? Rest in peace to that man.
I don't know if I saw the whole video. I mean, not like I don't think it was fake, but I saw, like, I didn't see no blood in the video I saw. And so that made me thinking, like, all right, yeah, he gone, but maybe this ain't 100% real. Because I just assume that if you get bit, attacked, grabbed by a shark, it's going to be a lot of blood in the water, like enough that you would see it through all the white foam. And I didn't see blood, at least in the video I saw. Again, I didn't see the whole video. But, that again, it's just like, I just assume that when shark attacks, it's going to be a lot closer to what we have in the movies.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't see blood either, now that you mentioned it. But I stopped watching pretty early. But I was wondering if it was fake, too. Cause like, yo, nobody got a gun. Like that's when I get into my whole pro America guns things. Like, don't nobody got a gun that they could just start firing to see if the sound will make the shark go away.
I don't know. I saw a video where the dude Andrew Tate was talking about how his cousin or somebody got ate by a whale, and he was like, yeah, everybody keeps saying like whales can't eat humans or don't eat humans. And it was like he saw the whale grab his cousin and go straight down. He said, so maybe he ain't eating, but he took him with him. It's like everybody's panicking. He's just like, he looked at his brother like, yo, there's nothing we can do. Like, what are you going to do? I mean, maybe you can do something with a shark, but if the shark just grabs somebody and ski off, I mean, maybe a gunshot will scare him, but probably not likely. They already got their food and they gone.
Yeah, they just released a video about these two ladies who were eaten by a whale. Well, they weren't eaten. It was like a sperm whale came up to eat something, and it put them in the whale's mouth. Now, luckily, the whale spit them out, but she had a GoPro camera, and you can, and if they slow it down frame by frame, you can see her inside the whale's mouth. And she was like, she didn't even realize she was in the whale's mouth. She thought she was just being pulled down in the water because a whale's mouth is that big that, you know, she just thought she was in the ocean. She was actually inside the whale's mouth. So that's just kind of crazy, man. But that's it for tonight, man. We're going to get out of here, man. Good show. Way to come back strong. Fellas and ladies, DJC Signs, thank you for allowing me to share our
trials and tribulations of our relationship as we discuss if we're going to stay married or not. No, I guess you didn't have a choice. I guess that was my selfishness.
Yeah.
There was also a video about a woman being ran over a bus, and of course it was in New York City. New York. You got any comments on that?
You know what's so crazy? I've seen a video. It was so graphic. It was so it was worse than the shark video. It was so graphic. Like, it was so nasty. Like, rest in peace to that woman. I think they said that she was a teacher. It was so graphic. Like, yeah, I can't even send you the video for that. Like, yeah, but rest in peace.
Yeah, a lot of blood in that video. Definitely a lot of blood in that video. Yeah, rest in peace to that lady. I wasn't trying to cut you off, New York. I was just pointing out that, yeah, that one was rough. Yeah, so that's it. We out of here. Rest in peace to that lady. Rest in peace to that dude. Rest in peace to everybody, man. And happy Juneteenth, man. Find you some black people. Give them a hug. Tell them that you're glad that that we free. We're glad that civil rights happened and we can get a vote. Get you some chicken. Get you some watermelon. Yeah, white people, you can join in on Juneteenth, y'all. Just don't dress like a black person. Just have a good time at a barbecue. And we'll get together next week. Maybe we'll have some Juneteenth stories. DJ C-Sire, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Peace out.
Blur, you got anything?
You know, next week, man, put it down. Bring some people in, because I need to hear some opinions. Zion Williamson, Apple headset, man. Who's going to be wearing these corny Apple VR, AR goggles, man? I need to talk to some people who might be interested in getting that.
Zion Williams and Apple headset. It's on there. We're going to have some people. I really want to talk about Zion because that shows how toxic women are, yeah. Y'all treated that via that fat man terrible. But all right, man.
He did it to himself.
To you. He did it to. Hey, we'll have that conversation next week. We got it, man. I blame the women on that one, y'all. They're supposed to be nurturers. Take care of your black men. Happy Juneteenth. Blur, is that it? That's all you got?
Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody, like May said. You know what I mean? See y'all next week.
All right, New York. Floor is yours.
Look, Al Pacino, I say it again. You're a wild boy, y'all. I mean, leave it alone. But you can't leave it alone because you got to raise that kid. Other than that, y'all, I mean, Khalees, y'all, I mean, I see you doing your thing, y'all, I mean, with your farm and everything like that. Shout out to you. But, y'all, I mean, I'm glad Nas is healing. Nas is healing from that. Other than that, what else I got to say? If you see an alien, report it. But I don't know if you're going to be in any justice reporting to the police officer from what we've seen. Look, if you see an alien, I don't think the police officer is going to help you too. Other than that, yeah, I mean, stay safe, stay vigilant, drink your water, be healthy, don't hold grudges, you know what I mean? And we see y'all next week.